The two most important takeaways from this guideline really are all of it helps you to be prepared to participate in a construction project, and understanding the relationship of HVAC functionality with air quality in the OR, which we all know is so important.
Welcome to Periop Talk, making surgery safer one podcast at a time, with brief, practical information for you to take back to the OR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Spruce, the Senior Director of Evidence-Based Perioperative Practice for AORN.
Hi, I'm Erin Kyle. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of AORN's Guidelines for Perioperative Practice.
Erin, before we dive into this guideline, can you just talk about what we mean when we say design and maintenance of the surgical suite?
Yes, so this guideline provides some guidance to perioperative teams who are going to be participating in construction or renovation projects. It talks about the physical space requirements, equipment used in this clinical practice area, and also provides some recommendations on how to deal with utility failures and how to mitigate safety and security risks.
Erin, can you talk a little bit about the recommendations that are new or different?
We added a new section that is all about the planning phase of new construction and renovation projects. There is an increased emphasis on safety risk assessments, including patient handling and mobility, fall prevention, medication safety, security risks, and ICRA, or infection control risk assessment. There's a handy new table that delineates the recommended minimum space requirements for all different areas in the perioperative space. And for future-focused design, there's a section on renovation and new technology.
Wow, that's so great. I think it's so important, especially for nurses that don't have a lot of experience with design and maintenance. Such a great guideline. So how will these changes affect how perioperative nurses work?
So perioperative nurses who are facing a construction project might be a little intimidated. They might not know what to expect out of that construction or renovation project. So having this guideline really arms them with the knowledge about what requirements and recommendations there are for the physical space. And no one knows better how to provide input into construction projects than perioperative nurses. So knowing how to participate in planning construction projects by offering clinical expertise to inform the functional program that really provides the basis for the construction plan really is imperative because, as I said, no one knows better than a perioperative nurse how a facility should be laid out and which spaces should be near other spaces.
Yeah, that is so true. So what resources are available to help nurses that are implementing a construction project? What do we have out there for them?
So each guideline has a variety of different tools, which include case studies, calculators, checklists, competency verification tools, gap analysis tools, an implementation roadmap, in-service PowerPoints, key takeaways, and policy and procedure templates that are updated with every guideline update, including this one.
Yeah, perfect. So do you think the nurses are going to experience some challenges when they implement these changes?
I don't think that nurses should expect to have challenges when implementing these changes. What I think will happen is that by having this information in front of them, as they participate in construction project planning or working in a space that is being renovated, I think that having this information will give them the knowledge that they need to feel confident in working in that environment.
I know, Erin, such a great guideline, so helpful. I remember working in an OR where they didn't have access to this guideline and during a renovation project, and how difficult it was even just to know, you know, what do we do about infection prevention during this time? So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, Lisa, I was blessed to have had access to this guideline when I participated as the perioperative nurse with a seat at the table in the planning of a major construction renovation project at a healthcare facility. And I will tell you that this guideline gave me the confidence that I needed really to provide the input that was necessary for the nursing voice and for the perioperative clinician's perspective to be included in the planning phase of the design.
Enjoyed the episode? Please like, comment, and subscribe. For additional periop content, look for us on Instagram at AORNPICS and on Facebook and LinkedIn at AORN. You can also find us at AORN.org. Thanks for listening.